You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
When I saw you, and I knew you, 'cause you still smile the same way. And I found you, and I called you. Through the crackle of the phone, I heard you say, oh, that I got no answers. Oh, no, I got no answers. Oh, no, I got no answers for you. And that I want you still, like I always think that I will. But I've got no answers for you. For you. I don't want to, because people like you, you never change. And I forgive you, but can't forget you, because the things you said are etched inside my brain. You said I got no answers. Oh no, I got no answers. Oh no, I got no answers for you. Still, like I always think that I will, but I've got no answers for you. For you. Ooh. I'll find someone new, then we'll struggle for all, and we'll take what I want, well then I'll leave you. I'll be the shadow that you see at night. I'll swear the doubt in the back of your mind. A talking head, a silhouette. I'll be your own romancer, your forgotten partner.
From Fly FM, you are listening to the SRA Takeover with Amber Run. How's it going, guys?
Very well.
Good, man. Thank you.
Good. Good. That's what I like to hear. So, tell us more about Amber Run. Give us a background on you guys.
Met at uni. These three, so Joe, Will and Tom, all went to school together and then came to university. And then I met Tom here, and then I was introduced to the guys, and we just started jamming, basically.
Sick. So how did you come about the name?
There's literally no story behind it. It's like, we just need to pick something.
Have you ever tried to name anything, man? It's well hard.
I've only ever done, like, random name generators, if I've ever...
It was tempting. Honestly, it was tempting. Because you're like, it shouldn't really mean anything. We were Amber for a bit, and then because of just trying to avoid future... like maybe getting sued by another article called Amber, we just added Run on the end. So
there was a really sexy girl who worked at Bodega who was called Amber as well.
That was cool,
and we found that out afterwards.
We pretended that's
why
we
for
named
a short
Amber.
While it, we sort of pretended.
It's kind of creepy though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Did it work?
Oh no, she had a boyfriend.
Oh
yeah.
Oh, I've never, I haven't seen it since.
Henry needs more help than that.
Fair enough. So so with Run on the end of your name, your first song is going to be a song to work out to.
Yes. Yeah. In terms of fitness, Tom's probably the closest to getting in shape and involved.
Perfect physique.
Yeah. Getting in shape as well. That's my name.
Yeah.
Can I strike that and just put Tom is ripped and sweet? That would
Tom is ripped and sweet.
Cool.
Call On Me is a big tune, and you can really get a rhythm going.
Yeah. I like to get my pump on to Call On Me. That's cool.
Yeah, this is Eric Prince, Call On Me.
Eric Prince with Call On Me. You're listening to Fly FM with Amber Run.
Right, so let's move on to how you guys are now. I would say you guys have definitely become an inspiration to Nottingham artists. You're up there with the likes of St. Raymond and Jake Bugg. Is there any Nottingham artists you guys listen to at the moment, or any that you know of?
I mean, like, Nottingham's always been a great city for live music. And there definitely are a few. There's a girl called Georgie who's an amazing artist, and I think she's going to do some amazing things this year.
Guys from Tusk.
Tusk,
a band coming up at the moment.
And honestly, you could go on forever, but you know, it's a city that's got a lot of talent in it, and it's amazing to hear that we could inspire anyone, really. So that's great.
Does it feel that amazing now to know that some bands or even artists are coming through now, and when they're putting on their like inspirations and stuff like that, your guys' names are on there?
Yeah, we didn't realise until talking to Dean Jackson, the BBC, sort of a couple of weeks ago, and he said when people submit their songs, they do it with Amber on as the inspiration. It's weird because you never actually think about it. We're so lost in this sort of our own world doing the Amber on stuff that you forget the impact that it has, not just on fans but like on other musicians.
So who inspired you guys back in the day? Like, what bands inspired you?
Well, there's such a mixture because we've all had varying tastes anyway. I think it's hard to like throw back, but I guess we're all kind of different. But it was looking at bands like Elbow and just a bit of like Fleet Foxes, that sort of thing. It's hard to say though, because it's like we listen to so much music, and it's kind of hard to cast our mind back to 5 years ago and what we were listening to, because we're all listening to so much different stuff.
In terms of like local artists as well, like apparently London Grammar went to the university here as well, and
and that was kind of our way into Nottingham as well, because it's our home away from home, but you know, we're not Nottingham born and bred, so it's wonderful that people kind of let us into their community of musicians here. But I think London Grammar would be someone that we looked up to because they were kind of outsiders coming in as well, so that was quite important to us.
Sweet. And so your next song is from who inspired you guys? Do you want to announce it?
This is Mirable by Elba. It's a beautiful song, and yeah, it inspired us a lot.
Change.
You guys have recently been signed to Dine Alone Records on their North American roster. How does that feel to be joining the likes of The Lumineers, Kate Nash, Jimmy Eat World, James McVincent McRoe?
It's really cool, man. They've got quite a diverse lineup, but there's a couple of bands there like Alexis on Fire, that we used to listen to back when we were like 14 and stuff and into all that stuff. And James Vincent McMorrow as well. We really rate him. He's awesome. But it's just great for us to have a label out in the US and in Canada that's going to be representing us, because we didn't really have that on the last album. So it's wicked that there's a group of people out there who are actually passionate about the music and want to help us, you know, get things going out there.
So is that sort of the plan now? Is that sort of where you want to go next, sort of North America way?
I definitely think it's in the plan for us. You know, we get messages kind of literally every day asking us when we're coming out to the States, and it's something we desperately want to do. But it's I don't think people quite understand how expensive those kind of things are. And, you know, we are signed to an independent, and we know we're not rolling in the money. So,
But yeah, album two is definitely get international territories, get out there and start playing some shows to international fans.
Sweet. And which song have you picked from Dine Alone Records?
This song called This Could Be Anywhere in the World by Alexis on Fire. It's got an unbelievable drum solo at the beginning, so yeah, love it.
Locations behind darkened skies. The grass is growing.
right, let's go back to 2013. You guys were asked to play Reading and Leeds by, as you mentioned earlier, Dean Jackson from BBC Introducing East Midlands. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think people tend to forget as well. It's like BBC Introducing is great for Reading and Leeds and stuff, but, you know, we were essentially brought on because of our relationship to Dean Jackson and, you know, Nottingham music scene and stuff. It wasn't like, you know, being stuck on one of the big stages and stuff after only doing four gigs. You know, there's a bunch of bands who are just starting out who are doing that sort of thing.
Let's talk about what you've guys done since.
Yeah, of course. It's funny because sorry, I'm going to completely go back on what I said, but it's when the Reading Leeds thing did come about was kind of, until that point, we had been just students in Nottingham and we were just doing this for fun, and that kind of came around, and when it did, it was the first moment we were like, oh, this is quite interesting because this is actually quite a serious business. And I think that was kind of the first show which we played, and we were like, maybe there is actually something happening here.
We had like five major labels in the crowd watching us as well, and that was, you know, you start to realise that, you know, there's a possibility that you're not like rubbish and you are actually good.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Reading and Leeds in that moment did for us, was kind of made, you know, amber at that specific moment, like something that we could see a future in.
So which song have you picked from the lineup that was at Reading and Leeds 2013?
I can't remember.
It's a song called Unofferable by a band called Half Moon Run. And I remember, well, we went to see them after we'd played, and they're unbelievable. They're an incredible live band, and that album is something that actually did inspire us quite a lot when we were making music. It's stunning, and this is one of our favourite tracks off it.
Tiny. and it reeks like an afterthought right instead. And maybe something got lost or forgotten unsaid.
So you guys are playing at Rock City tonight. What a goal that is, I think, for any Nottingham musician. How does that feel to be playing at Rock City tonight?
I mean, being perfectly honest, I don't really think, personally, I'm thinking about it too much. I don't want it to kind of pass over the top of me, but it hasn't really dawned. When we went to uni here and we saw some of our favourite acts at Rock City, and then seeing Callum St. Raymond play, like, do his Rock City shows, he had us on stage with him there as well, and it was always a get together. Like, if we could ever headline this place, it's an honest bucket list moment. It's right up there. So yeah, it's unbelievable.
So I'll go around one by one, just like list people you've seen at Rock City before. So just start this side.
1975.
Brand New, one of my favourite bands.
I don't think I've ever seen you on a Rock City. I haven't. Like, I didn't go to any. I didn't really go to any bands at Rock City when I was at uni here.
He never left.
I was only here for a year, to be fair to me, and I spent all the time in
stealth,
being a legend,
gross, mate. Yeah.
Well, that's fresh. It's like finding anyone who's into, you know, go to Rock City and stuff.
Bombay and the Maccabees.
Fair enough. So which song from an artist you've seen at Rock City have you chosen?
We've gone for a song called Gasoline by a band called Brand New, who have always been one of my favourite bands, and they're just an incredible live act. So
tonight you are supported by Ireland and Meadowlark. How did you come about these guys?
Well, the story with Ireland was I used to go to school with James, bassist, back when we were like, what, year three, year four, something like that. So like, I've known him for years.
Way back.
It's well funny because he's kind of like quite like a cool guy these days, you know, this is like really, really long hair and everything. But back in the day, he was proper nerd. Like, he's super intelligent, but it's just funny because it was, it's funny to see him these days. But it's also, I knew he was in a band because I'd been friends with him for years and stuff. And our old drummer Felix went to see someone in London once and was like, oh yeah, went to see this guy. And we were like, how was it? It's like, yeah, she wasn't very good, or he wasn't very good. But he was like, the support band were absolutely awesome. I was like, oh, what are they called? I was like, Island. Yeah, he said Island. I was like, oh, I spent my mates in a band called Island. And we looked it up, the same thing. So we started listening to them, and we were like, yeah, these guys are wicked. We brought them out on the road last time, and they're just really good mates and a really, really good band.
And what about Chaps as well?
Oh. And what about Meadowlark?
Yeah, Meadowlark are a great band. I've been aware of Kate for like a really long time because she was doing her own solo stuff before this project, and she's got a really beautiful voice and a real like classic way of writing great songs and great melody. And Dan, the other member of Meadowlark, actually was the director of our No Answers video, and so he's involved with our project now in that kind of sense, and so it just seemed like a really great opportunity to bring them out on the road again and to put them in front of, you know, some more people that can, you know, that will appreciate the things that they do.
Which song have you guys picked from your support acts?
We've chosen Waves by Island because they are sick and the tune is a banger.
Those sunny days of the night gone, I worry about the rain. Take me away and let it all be done dead. I'll sail away my days, oh, for my way.
Was Island with Waves, and coming at you over the radio waves, we are Amber Run, Fly FM.
So you guys seem to enjoy using harmonising in quite a few of your songs, including I Found, Fickle Game, and so many more. Even did a live Facebook video the other day with some harmonising. Is it just something you guys really enjoy, or?
To be brutally honest, it's more the fact that Joe's voice isn't really strong enough, so he needs quite a lot of support. He needs a lot of backing around him.
So. We felt we were, you know,
obliged.
We've got to help him out.
He's a mate. He's my mate. They help me out. They really don't ever throw me under the bus, man. It's awesome.
Well, it's something that there's some bands who do it so well, and it's just something that's just always amazing to kind of witness, because it's such like a natural thing when it's done well, like Fleet Foxes and stuff, and you watch Staves. Bands like that do it, and Staves. It's just such like an incredible thing.
I mean, like, I'm going to be slightly overly romantic because I am very often about things, but it's such an amazing instrument. It's such an emotive instrument. Like the human voice is just, if you get it right and people listen to it properly, it sounds amazing.
I think as well, one thing that we were kind of inspired by for it is it's not kind of conventional harmonies in a way. A lot of it is, you know, we did a cover of Imogen Heap's Hide and Seek, which is a song that's done all in a vocoder. As we kind of were inspired a lot by that sort of thing, so not kind of doing the kind of conventional, like, you know, folky harmonies, and more kind of trying to create the effect of it being a vocoder. So we might not sing sort of the harmony of the main line of the vocal, we tend to sort of like sing the chords underneath, so it's just a slightly different vibe.
Sick. And you guys have worked with London Contemporary Voices Choir for Stand Up To Cancer. How was that?
Yeah, it was amazing, man. We've collaborated with them a number of times. They're an amazing group, like super, super talented. They hide our flaws beautifully. As the guys have said, I'm not the strongest singer, so to have them kind of bolstering the whole thing really does feel great. They're an amazing group, and they do some amazing tunes. And Anil, who runs it, has his own solo project, and it's amazing as well. So you should check it out. It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
So which harmonising song have you chose?
We'll
do it.
Will.
We've chosen Woods by Bon Iver. It's one of those songs that I think it was on Skins years ago. I think that's where I first said it anyway, but it's one of those songs that's just so striking because it's just vocal, and you know, there's lots of vocodery bits and that sort of thing, but it's just such a striking song.
I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my mind, I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my land, I'm building a still to slow. Oh,
as we said, you guys are playing at Rock City tonight. You're not only launching your song Stranger, but you've also just released your album quite literally today.
Today.
So for a moment, I was lost. Let's talk about the song to start with. So what was like the influence behind it?
Stranger. So Stranger was about kind of finding like a newfound love and a newfound like hope for what we were doing in like within music. When we really, really needed it, because I think it was the first time in the writing process for this record where we all kind of at the end of the when we listened back to the demo, we all just sat back and was like, actually, this is good, and you know, we rekindled and renewed our love for making music again, because I'm pretty sure we all lost it for a decent period of time.
For a moment,
we were not enjoying music.
For a moment, and you could say we were lost.
Lost.
That's poetic.
Let's talk about the album. What is the difference between this album and 5AM?
I think a lot of it is down to the fact that we're older, and as well, not to discredit 5AM, but I think in a way we didn't fully understand what we wanted to do and what we wanted to be at the time we recorded it. We had written the songs on 5AM over, you know, several years. So some of them were written when we were 17, some of them written when we were 20. And it was kind of like, here's the songs that we have, let's record an album with them. And, you know, this one's old, this one's new. Whereas this time around, it was much more like all the songs were written in a, you know, single period of time, if it was a year. And they're all about the same thing, so it's much more of a story, and there's much more of a message about it. And the whole experience was just the polar opposite of the first album. You know, we did it on a very limited budget with our friend Ben, who does our live sound, but he's also great at production. So it was a very different experience all round. But I think we're really, really proud of it.
Sweet. So do you want to introduce Stranger?
This is a song called Stranger. By ourselves. Have a run.
And if love seems like a stranger that comes knocking at your door, like an old forgotten treasure that we've all been looking for. And if you don't,
be a stranger. You're listening to Amber Run for the SRA Takeover on Fly FM.
So you guys are on tour at the moment. This is your third night. How is it touring together? Are there like, is there like anyone that's like stereotypical, like the one that's keeping everyone up late or anything like that?
Yeah, I definitely keep everyone up late.
No, absolutely not. well, we're already trying to pawn off Henry to you guys, so it's got to that stage already.
Yeah, while that song was playing, I was just offered over for a camel in exchange with the radio station.
So. We need a camel to carry our wares. we've been on tour, I guess technically for 3 days, but we've played one night and it was in Norwich on Wednesday, and we ended up driving back home afterwards. So we haven't had a chance to have any big nights yet. We had promo yesterday, but it was effectively like a day off in terms of gig days. So we didn't have a lot on yesterday. Tonight should be. I guess you'll get to see everyone's true colours tonight, because it's album release night and it's Nottingham and Rock City. It's a big show for us and everything. So
we'll all be home by 9 p.m.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure I'm in bed,
which is an hour
before the clock strikes.
An hour before our set finishes.
I'm a bit sleepy.
We've got the long stretch ahead of us, I suppose. But we're just really, really pumped to be back playing shows again. It's been too long.
Well, it's great to have you guys here in Nottingham, and it's been great to have you here on Fly FM for the SRA Takeover. Which song is your favourite to play whilst on tour?
No Answers by Amber Run. It's probably No Answers. I mean, we've only played it once, so actually it's kind of hard to tell, but on the one night we have played it, it was very enjoyable to play. Just No Answers.
100% record there. most of the album was effectively live tracked, and No Answers especially so has a really live feel to it. So with the music video as well as a live music video, effectively it's us performing live, so it translates really well.
Stare, smiling the same way.
Hi, this is Amber Run, and you're listening to our student radio takeover.
Get again. It's all a fickle game. Yeah, life's a fickle game we play.
Listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, we're Amber Run, and you're listening to the SRA Takeover.